After a minute or two, they came bursting out of the door and began to hunt all around. Sitting my saddle in a clump of tall cactus, I watched them, holding my Winchester across the saddle in front of me. Off down the valley from the direction of the Rancho Rodeo de las Aguas, I could see a dust cloud that meant riders moving fast. The men at the house started scouting around for my tracks, but there were too many horses around the place and too many people had come and gone. They weren't going to get anywhere with that, and I wasn't much worried. I was only worried about getting my gold back, for there were folks back in Arizona depending on me. My hunch was that wherever that gold went, Dorinda would know. Unless I was judging her all wrong, she was a girl who could keep her eye on a thing like that. That distant cloud was coming nearer, and I guess they sighted it too, for all of a sudden they scrambled for their saddles and rode off, scattering out. Two of them rode past me, heading up the canyon. Laurel Canyon, where there were other hangouts for outlaws. When they had gone, I walked my horses from the clump of cactus and rode back down to the ranch. Only the girl remained to greet me, and her eyes flared when she saw me. "You know where that gold is?" I asked mildly. "You could save me trouble if you told me."
"I care nothing for your trouble,"
she tossed her head.
"When Senor Sackett comes, he will make a fool of you."
"You'd better hurry. My friends are coming." She said nothing to that, for now we could hear the drum of the horse's hoofs. "If you change your mind," I said, "you come to me. Seems a shame a pretty girl like you mixed up with this crowd." She started to reply, then tightened her lips. There were 20 wiry, tough-looking vaqueros with Rodrigo, and they looked disappointed when it proved there would be no fight.
"You had better come away with us," Rodrigo said. "Old Ben wishes to see you."
"Ben Mandarin?"
"Si,"
he smiled.
"And the Señorita Robusot."